Welcome. This is a sermon from Hope Community Church. We're glad you're here.
Good morning. Okay, so my lack of voice this week has caused two responses from my students. It's interesting. Turn up the volume really loud because you can't hear me. Thanks. My freshmen, they look at me with concern, like, everyone be quiet. He's trying to talk. My seniors laugh for like the first 20 minutes of the class. I'm not sure what that means, but it's interesting. And I'm glad that only one or two of you laughed here. Most of you are just concerned. Anyway, yeah, I thought that would go over better than it did. But anyway, maybe you're still just puzzled by my voice. I don't know what happened. I got a cold at the beginning of the week, and now it just doesn't work. So I figured I would teach this weekend. Here we go. So my name is Brad. I'm one of the leaders here. And, you know, I'm really excited about the next 4 weeks where we're going to introduce to you what our purpose and process is that is hopefully going to affect everything we do. I'm so excited about it that I had my wife make a little t-shirt about it. I hope you're impressed with that as well. Anyway, so when, like, you kind of envision something, and then it's always oftentimes much better than what it really comes out to be. And right now is one of those moments. Like, I just thought it would go, everything would go up. Okay, thank you. My first t-shirt, my first custom t-shirt. Anyway, so what we're going to talk about the next 4 weeks is something that is, I think, just extremely important for our church. Because here's why. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get fragmented. And it takes a lot of effort to maintain a simple focus that is an effective and profound focus. And so that's what we're going to try to present to you. Today, I'm going to give you an overview that may leave some gaps in your thinking. You may have some questions, and I expect that, because then each topic that I'm kind of introducing today, the next 3 weeks, each elder is going to teach on those, each one of those topics in detail. Okay, so again, that may not make sense to you right now, but as I go through, hopefully it will. So go ahead, first couple slides. So why do we exist? What is our purpose? Okay, why do we exist? And you could give several answers for this that would be biblical as to why we exist. So this took a lot of effort on our part to say, okay, what do we think is a theme that we see throughout the scripture that would answer that question as to why we exist as a church? And a church is a bunch of individuals together. Okay, so this is something that's been on our mind for a while. Go ahead. And so this summer, we got to go to a cabin, Rob's cabin, and we, go ahead, you can go to the next slide. We spent a lot of time just hammering this over, okay, just thinking, what is our purpose? What are we about? What do we desire to see from people as they grow? And we even risked our lives. Go ahead, you have to hit the space. So when we work together, again, we're risking our lives for you guys. And I want you to appreciate that. That was a big bear. And I kind of thought the other guys were behind me, and they had guns and stuff that they brought. But one, they weren't behind me. Two, the guns were unloaded. And Rob calculated that he did not have enough time to load his gun to save me if the bear does come after me. He told me that afterward. Anyway, but it was fun to see that. So let's go back to the question. What is our purpose? Why do we exist? So what I want you to understand is this isn't just something that we just kind of came up with on a whim. And this is something that we've been working through. And now the challenge is to communicate that to you, because we've had so much time to think and chew on it that we really want to spend a lot of time just trying to make sure that you guys are on the same page as what we're thinking of. So I'm going to, and there really aren't like exact verses that we're going to use as like theme verses. Instead, it's more like there's themes that we see in the Bible. And I just pulled up a couple verses that kind of relate to those themes. So we talked about this in Galatians 5. We just finished up this letter to Galatians. But you see in Galatians 5:22, it says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." So when you think about that, who embodied these characteristics perfectly, without flaw? And we would say that was Jesus, right? He was our example on earth how to embody these characteristics. Go ahead. Another verse that kind of relates to this, in Matthew 5:16, it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds." And don't stop there, though. The rest says, "And glorify your Father in heaven." So just from these two verses, along with many others, we see this theme that the pinnacle of our walk with God is one where we reflect Jesus in our lives more and more. So I'm going to say that again. We believe that the pinnacle, or as we grow to maturing, so as we mature, we should see more and more of our lives reflecting Jesus. So this is, we landed on this and we thought this is beautiful because it doesn't matter where your walk is with God. You could be a brand new believer, or you could be a believer for 40 years walking with God. And we think that if daily you are reflecting God, that is a goal, or reflecting Jesus, if you're reflecting him, that is a goal to strive for. So that is, in a one sense, that's our why. That's what we're about. We're trying to encourage everything we do to see us more and more reflecting Jesus. Now, remember, this isn't, you can't make a decision right now and say, "Yes, I agree with that," and then you just reflect Jesus the rest of your life, right? This is a challenge. We saw that in Galatians, right? This is something that takes more than just one decision. This is a daily, moment-by-moment decision where you're being purposeful about reflecting Jesus in your life. But we think that this is a goal to strive towards. And I'll just add this one little piece to that. We think that one way to see this is by a life that is focused on serving others, as Jesus did, right? Jesus had all authority. And what did he do with that authority? He served, right? He loved others. And so this is kind of like, I've been working through this like every day, like, okay, how well am I reflecting Jesus today or in this situation? In my family, at my work, in my church, all those areas. This kind of summarizes it for me. How well am I reflecting Jesus? Okay. So how are we able to do this? I just told you that it's not something that's, a one-time decision. Instead, we see that the Bible characterizes it as a walk, meaning a step-by-step, moment-by-moment, walking with God that allows you to have his Spirit indwell you, that allows you to reflect him to others. But still, I think there's more insight onto this as to how we're able to reflect Jesus more and more in our lives. We've talked about this in Galatians. In Romans 8:5, it says, "Those who are dominated by sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So, letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life. Okay? So, we talked a lot about how are we able to, and I even used this word when we were talking about it, I don't know if you noticed, but when we were teaching on this, I said, how are we able to reflect Jesus? Is it just buckle down and stop messing around and you just got to get your act together? And we see that that would basically be saying the law would allow us to reflect Jesus. Instead, we saw that Paul's teaching is very clear that the way that we reflect Jesus is we have to constantly renew our mind. We have to constantly think about things that are heavenly, as some verses refer to it as. So the more we think about Jesus, the more it renews our mind. Basically what it's saying is, it gets the focus off of me. Remember, by default, I'm a self-centered jerk. Right? Like, you don't have to teach your kids to do that. We're born that way. And as adults, some of us are better at hiding it than others. But we're still, by default, that's where we're at. So what is necessary to not be that self-centered monster? It's your mind. It's renewing your mind. It's consistently and constantly thinking about Jesus. So, how are we going to be able to reflect Jesus in our lives? Again, saying that that's kind of where we want everyone to spend more time is reflecting Jesus. We would say that that it happens through renewing your mind and renewing your heart. Renewing your heart goes into all the verses we talked about the fact that you're a new creation. You're a new being. And that renewal is not just your mind, but it ends up being all of you, which we call the heart. This is what encourages us to move towards relationships, even when they are painful. Because we're a new creation that's meant for community. So, we want to see us all reflecting Jesus more and more in our lives. And we're saying that happens through being renewed. It's a constant process. And then the last one is, what is needed to renew and reflect? Well, that's where the first thing is this idea says, so faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ or the word of God. So we have to receive God's love in the form of, in this case, we either receive his word or we receive his love is through community and through actually a number of ways. There's another verse here. So this receiving is where our relationship with God starts. You're probably familiar with John 3:16. It says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone or anyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So what do we see there? We see it starts with receiving this gift. So these three words are going to make up all or a majority of what we do for the foreseeable future, where everything we do is going to be about receiving, renewing, reflecting. Because we think that that is a way to summarize why we exist. What are we about? So think about this. It's like a team, right? A team is made up of a bunch of individuals. The effectiveness of that team is how well each individual does their role, does their job. Well, the church, in this case, Hope Community Church, how well we are able to build God's kingdom here on earth depends on each one of us, we think, doing these three things. Receiving God's word, receiving God's love, renewing your heart and your mind, and reflecting Jesus. It kind of gives you like, so like if you were to walk through this door for the first time and say, you know, what is your hope for me? What is it you desire from me personally? We would say, without hesitation, it's to reflect Jesus. That's our hope. For each one of us, whether it's the first time through the door or you've been here for over 10 years, it's all the same for all of us, where the more we reflect Jesus individually, then the stronger we are as a church. So just imagine your own life. Imagine where you say, okay, today I'm going to do these three things to my best ability. With God's help, I'm going to receive his word and his love. I'm going to allow that to renew my mind and my heart so that ultimately I reflect Jesus. What would that look like in your life? So think about it. You wake up. And somehow you're able to start your mind in this process of saying, I'm going to do everything I can to reflect Jesus in my life. So you wake up and you start your morning, you start your day off with thinking on these things, you read some scripture, something that is going to renew your thinking. And so you look at your life. You wake up. Now, instead of that morning conflict that could happen because something didn't go your way, you're waking up thinking, how can I serve my family today? Whether you're a kid or you're the parent, your only thought is, I'm going to respond to God's love by reflecting him today. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to reflect him. So now, that morning, there's all this hustle and bustle going on. You're trying to get out, and all you're doing is looking for ways to serve those in your family. And by the way, they don't even notice, and they could care less. They're just moving on. But that's not why you're doing it. You're saying, I'm just going to, because you recognize there's lots of times where God's working in my life, and I don't give him credit, and I don't give him notice. So you're like, it's okay. I'm not doing it to get notice. I'm doing it because this is what I'm created to be, one who reflects or images God well. And so now you go off, whether you're a student or you're an adult, and you're either at work or you're at school, and now your school day or work day is looking around saying, how can I reflect Jesus today? And you're actually putting effort into that. What would that look like? What would your job look like if you go and instead of trying to make yourself get to the top, you're like, you know what? I notice this person gets ignored at work, and I'm just going to do everything I can to just help them out. No, you're gaining nothing from this. In fact, you may lose something. But you're like, I feel this is the best way I can reflect Jesus in this moment. And so now you're working with your coworker, and you're like, hey, I tell you what, if you just make a couple changes here and do this, you know, I think you'll find out the results are better than what you expected. Or you talk to the boss and say, hey, I noticed that they're doing a great job in this area, and they're not getting any notice on that. Imagine that. What would that day look like versus you're at work to build your kingdom? And now I'm using my coworker. Do you see the possibility here? Now you go home. You're tired. everyone else is tired, but you've received God's words, you've looked at some scripture again, and you're allowing that to renew your mind and saying, now this isn't about me. I'm here with an opportunity to reflect Jesus. And right now, for me, that means my family I can serve tonight. Again, your kids aren't going to be like, hey, thank you so much. You're so sweet. I can't believe you did this. That's not why you're doing it, because they don't care. They're just little varmints trying to survive. I'm sorry. I love my kids. They're great. But do you understand you can't do it for that reason? You're doing it because you've been called to this. And think about one day of just reflecting Jesus in every area, from morning until you go to bed. And then do day two, day three. Now, is this going to be perfect? Absolutely not. Right? We all mess up. So what do we all need to do? Receive God's love, renew our mind and heart, and go at it again. And our goal is to see you spend more and more time reflecting Jesus in every area of your life. And I like this idea because it gives me like, okay, oh, I can understand that. Right? I can understand what reflecting Jesus is. Because we have a sense of what Jesus, how he would handle different situations. And that's part of this continually receiving and renewing your mind that will lead you to that more and more. So again, you know, as you dream about this in your life, I hope it gets you excited. And God wants us to work with him, right? He's excited for this too. I believe that. And so you know, I feel like the ball's in our court. Like God is there, right? He's knocking on the door. He wants to be part of our lives. He wants to be involved in every area. It's just a matter of us opening the door, inviting him in, receiving, allowing that to renew us, and then go and reflect. Too many of us look at Christianity as a way to, what can I get out of it? That's a consumer perspective. We're not to be consumers. We're to be participants. We're to reflect. So each one of these topics will be looked at in detail. Receiving, renewing, reflecting. But I just hope it's something that you'll see as part of our everyday walk with God is this. Okay, let me go ahead. Go ahead. So, not only is it our purpose, but I think you can catch on, it's also our process. Our process is going to involve. So if you're asking, you know, how can I grow in my walk with God? It's the same as our purpose. Our purpose is our process, right? And this is what we'll get into more detail in the following weeks. Our purpose is our process. In other words, you receive, you renew, you reflect. Okay, again, remember I started off saying you may have some questions like, how does that work? What does that look like? That's okay. That's what we're going to get into. I'm just going to end with this. This is from, a lot of this was generated from, it's now an older book by Thomas Rainer and Eric Iger called Simple Church. And, you know, I encourage you to read it. It's a good book. But from there, he comes up with 4 points that I just want to go over with you as we finish up. So he talks about having clarity. So he's saying that as a body of believers, we should be super clear on what we're doing. And he asks this question, he says, or the statement, he says, we have designed a simple process for everyone to follow. So this is something that we want from little kids up to the most mature adult to be following these three things: receive, renew, reflect. Okay, so we want to have clarity that everything goes around this clear purpose, this clear process. We've placed our key programs along the process. This is where we'll get into the following weeks, where, okay, how, when do we receive? What does that exactly look like? When is renewing occur and all that? That will be looked at, and we'll show you where each part of what we do as a church fits into that process. The third one is alignment. So we have united all ministries around the process. So everything that we do, like I started off, is going to follow this. And for us, we're very fortunate as a church where we're not a program-driven church, meaning we just don't have a lot of programs going on. We have a few things: Sunday morning, house church, and basically some men and women's ministries. So, but everything should align with that. And then lastly, focus. We have begun to eliminate things outside the process. This allows us, because remember, so there's a reason why I said several of the things I said in the beginning. One of the things I said is there's a lot of things we can do as a church. There's a lot of different missions you can have. There's a lot of different purposes. We're saying this is ours. So as a result, this causes us to focus what it is that we're going to participate in. The example we always use is, and this isn't directed at Kip, but like a 5K isn't a bad thing. But should we be doing one as a church? I don't know. Like, you would start to question, well, I don't know, 5K, is it fit in receiving, renewing, reflecting? My version of a 5K doesn't fit into that. So we're not going to do one. Okay? So it allows us to focus on what we think is going to contribute to this more and more. All right. So, what's our purpose and process? Can anyone tell me what it is? Very good. Receive, renew, reflect. I want that to ultimately be so part of who we are that when someone asks you or when you're questioning what is our purpose, what am I supposed to, you just go back to this constantly. Receive, renew, reflect. Is that it? Okay. So I'm going to open up for questions, and I'm going to open up for questions, but I'm going to say this. Several of my answers may be, we'll get to that later. But let me go ahead and open up for questions. Does anyone have one? Kip, what are the three parts, our three process, or our process, our purpose? Good job, Kip. He was paying attention. Any questions? All right, let me pray for us, and then Sarah will come back up and look forward to that. God, thank you so much for this church body. I am excited to see individuals taking ownership of this idea of reflecting you. And as a result, I'm just super encouraged and excited about where we can go as a church. I just pray that as a community church, that the more we reflect you, the more attractive you are, the more people will be interested in hearing about you and ultimately putting their trust in you. I'm just thankful that we get to gather together. I just pray that we ultimately, more consistently, will receive, renew, and reflect you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.